Audio Renaissance presents The Ambler Warning by Robert Ludlum. Read for you by Scott Sowers.
Chapter 1. The building had the invisibility of the commonplace. It could have been a large public high school or a regional tax processing center. A blocky structure of tan brick, four stories around an inner courtyard. The building looked like countless others erected in the 1950s and 60s. A casual passerby would not have given it a second look. Yet there was no such thing as a casual passerby here. Not on this barrier island 6 miles off the coast of Virginia. The island was, officially, part of America's National Wildlife Refuge System, and anyone who made inquiries learned that, owing to the extreme delicacy of its ecosystem, no visitors were permitted. Part of the island's leeward side was indeed a habitat for ospreys and mergansers, raptors and their prey, both endangered by the greatest predator of all, man. But the central part of the island was given over to a 15-acre campus of manicured green and carefully graded slopes, where the bland-looking facility was situated. The boats that stopped at Parrish Island 3 times a day had NWRS markings, and from a distance it would not be apparent that the personnel ferried to the island looked nothing like park rangers. If a disabled fishing vessel tried to land on the island, it would be intercepted by khaki-clad men with genial smiles and hard, cold eyes. No one ever got close enough to see and wonder about the four guard towers.